Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
George Michael, ladies and gentlemen, is your artist of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, last night on... is this from last night?
It just makes me so happy.
So, tell the backstory.
So, you remember the name Cody Lee. And even if you don't watch America's Got Talent, the video went viral when he came out with his mother. And as I recall, he's walking with a... cane.
He is blind.
Suffers, I think he's blind, I believe, has autism and also Addison's disease, which is a life-threatening disorder. And his mom, I remember, said to the judges in the beginning, we could tell, even though he had these challenges, that he just loved music really early on. And remember, they asked him, can you give me your name? And he, in a very high voice, says, I'm Cody Lee. And you can tell communication is difficult for him.
Okay.
Then he sits down at the piano, and what happened next, Simon Cowell said he will remember that moment for the rest of his life. And when was this? Like 3 months ago, Scott, or 4 months ago?
May, back in May.
He won the whole thing.
He's come back now. There goes my head shaking, and you are the reason that I'm still breathing. I'm hopeless now.
That's Cody playing the piano too.
I climb every mountain and swim every ocean just to be with you. Fix what I've broken. Oh, 'cause I...
Oh my God, I have goosebumps.
Oh, I do too.
Uncontrollable goosebumps.
Was this part last night, or was that like one of
that he was crowned the overall winner? Scroll down just a little bit, because I believe his mom is with him and I won't be able to watch that without crying. He won $1 million and his own show in Las Vegas from November 7th to 10th.
All right, here we go.
But who have you at home chosen as the winner? It's time. America has voted. The winner of the $1 million and the star of the headline show in Las Vegas is...
They're chanting Cody in the background.
Oh my goodness. He has this just childlike voice. And you'll never forget it if you missed when the mother first comes out with him and explains who he is and his background and all this. Then you hear him sit down at that piano and sing. It is one of those.
What a beautiful voice.
It's honestly one of those just miracles in music.
Yeah.
Where for some reason he has all of these challenges, but in that beautiful brain, music comes through. It overcomes all of those things. And they asked him what he's going to do with the money.
Said he's going to buy grand pianos in every color.
He's going to buy pianos in every single color.
Listen to his voice.
To see that you are the reason.
It's almost like when he's playing, he becomes a different person. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
If I could turn back the clock, I can't show the light to feed in the dark. I'd spend every hour.
What a beautiful voice.
So stop that for a minute. Here's what I don't understand. I don't think anyone can explain it. He sings in a beautiful adult male tone. That is an adult male voice, okay? But that's not his voice when he speaks. It's a very high-pitched, childlike voice.
Yeah.
And I think he struggles some with communication. But then he sings.
And he's blind.
And it is this beautiful, low, adult male voice.
And I climb every mountain and swim every ocean just to be with you and fix what I broke. Oh, 'cause I need you to.
Too. Colossal jam. Wow. Good for him. I am so happy. By the way, his New York, Las Vegas residency will be November 7th through the 10th.
Wow.
Side note, is just everybody doing a Vegas residency now?
David Lee Roth
is. I think he's there for, you know, a week or more.
It just said in the story, November 7th through the 10th.
I would go in a second to go watch him perform. I mean,
what
I think that's
a beautiful voice.
It's truly, you're witnessing a miracle that no one can explain. I mean, and for Simon Cowell to say, I will remember that moment for the rest of my life when she came out and introduced him and then he sat down and started to play. And remember, Scott, she whispers in his ear the first time he comes out, his mother.
I remember this. You know, it's so funny you mentioned this.
Because she says something like, now, Cody, you might hear, was it applause? She was warning him that you're going to be hearing things.
Yes. Where were we? We were on vacation somewhere. I want to say it may have been in the Dominican when I think they did a rerun of the first show.
Oh yeah.
And we were just back at the hotel and just relaxing one night and we turned it on. Yes, it was in the Dominican. And we turned it on and I had not seen the opening show for this season. Quite frankly, I hadn't seen any. And he comes out with his mother. You're right, Dana. And she gets it. It's picked up on the microphone. She whispers, "There's going to be a lot of applause and people cheering. But it's okay."
Yeah, just so he knows.
Yeah. Oh, here it is.
Is this it?
Is this it?
Hello.
Welcome to America's Got Talent. What's your name?
I'm Cody.
Hi, Cody.
I'm Cody Lee.
How old are you?
I am 22 years old.
Yeah.
Who are you, miss? Who are you?
Explain that. Explain that. You cannot explain any of it. I really do think it is just one of those gifts.
Well, somebody said on the text line, his mother said when he gets behind the piano, he becomes, and I don't want to use the word normal, but he becomes himself. That's where he finds his,
for lack of a better term, home.
It's like he has no disability at that point.
Right, yeah. That's a good way to
and
put it.
And for those 2-3 minutes that he's singing, he is able to express what he wants to express, yeah. which he can't
it's
normally.
It's just fascinating.
It really is incredible.
I'm so glad he won.
Me too.
Anyway. Hopefully that put a smile on your face, if not goosebumps on your arm, and somebody writes in, stop it. Grown man Marine crying. Well, you know what? Hopefully those are nothing but tears of joy because that kid deserved it. He's fascinating. He's fantastic. And I'm thrilled that Cody Lee, 23, won America's Got Talent.
In my life and time.
This is Cody Lee, his first song.
I sung a lot of songs and I made some bad
ones. So good. Anyway, somebody's mad at us on the text line. They DVR'd it last night and haven't gotten home to watch it yet. Sorry about that.
Oh, it is all over social media.
Yeah.
I couldn't go anywhere today without seeing
well,
it.
Well, and in fairness, Texter, there was what they call the buildup. Before we announced that he had won, you could have turned your radio down for a couple minutes. Now, I'm not encouraging that, but I'm just saying. I mean, you kind of ruined it for yourself in
mm-hmm.
respect.
Yeah, because you built that for a long time.
Yeah. And so did they on America's Got Talent.
Well, I mean, that's a given because they have, what, 60 minutes to fill?
Mm-hmm. A story here from the back page of the Wall Street Journal. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau apologizing last night after the publication of a photo from nearly 2 decades ago in which he appeared at a costume party in brownface. He was dressed as Aladdin, saying that he is disappointed in himself. By the way, I should point out, since this story was printed, two other photographs.
In other parties and other places, or the same party, here's another one of him.
Two different episodes. Of Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, in either brown or blackface, have since been found. The first photo in question, though, was taken in 2001 while he was teaching in Vancouver at his school's annual dinner, which had a costume theme of Arabian Nights. Oh, God. He said he attended with friends and colleagues dressed as the character from Aladdin with brown makeup on. He was 29 years old at the time. Says Trudeau, speaking to reporters on his airplane last night, I should have known better, but I didn't. I am really sorry. I am disappointed. And I'm peed off. I cleaned that up for the kids. The photo marks a blow for Mr. Trudeau at the start of a campaign ahead of the October 21st elections, as polls show that his Liberal Party is in a dead heat with the Conservative Party. Mr. Trudeau has often positioned himself as a champion of a diverse society. Quote, I didn't think it was racist at the time, but now I recognize it was something racist to do.
Do you think he was reading the news in the last couple years where all of these high-profile cases of dingbats doing this were in the news? And do you think he thought to himself, I've not done that once. I've not done that twice. I have done that 3 times, at least.
If this had occurred, and I understand Mr. Trudeau is a relatively young man, let's say he was in his 70s or something, or 80s. If this had occurred in the 1950s, 1960s, and I would even maybe stretch it into the early 1970s, you could say, who really cares? I mean, you know, it wasn't right, but it wasn't recognized as being outrageously racist at the time. People did that back then. This was in 2001.
Ugh.
When he was 29 years old. And I need only to remind you, Will, if you don't mind, or Sam, can one of you look up when Ted Danson put on blackface? I believe he was dating Whoopi Goldberg at the time. I believe it was in the 1990s. And
1993.
Was it 1993?
Yes.
That was an incredible controversy. Even in 1993, people were like, no. Mr. Danson, you cannot do that.
But then in 2016, Jason Aldean did it, said he didn't see the big deal, and it hasn't hurt him a bit.
Hadn't hurt him a bit. And quite frankly, with Ted Danson, let's be honest, guys.
He's flying as high as he ever has.
Yeah. He had shows in the 1990s and early 2000s.
Becker,
that's right. He was also in, what's that one?
He's now on Gutenberg. He's now on The Good Place.
Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah. And a Little Lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
You seem distracted.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. 576-7798.
I'm always dumbfounded when we read these stories, yet we keep reading these stories.
Yeah. Three photographs have now surfaced of Justin Trudeau in either brown or blackface.
There's another big one more recently that we're not thinking about.
Well, yes, the governor of Virginia.
Was mm-hmm. that it?
Yes.
With the yearbook?
Mm-hmm. And he now says it wasn't him.
Right.
Looks what a lot me? Like, looks Ralph, like me, but it's not.
Ralph Northam?
Yeah, Ralph Northam, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Another headline. This one posted 3 weeks ago. Alabama's Republican governor apologizes for wearing blackface in college. I mean, it's everywhere.
Twisted.
Somebody writes in, and I can't read all the words because it's a bad word. Who cares? It's called dress up and make believe. We are becoming a country of blanks. And it's a bad word.
Who cares? Your boss, in a lot of cases, would care.
Yeah. Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, is in a bit of hot water and has apologized and is apologizing profusely now, as not one but three photographs have surfaced of him in either brown or blackface. The first one dates back to 2001 when he is dressed up as Aladdin wearing brownface. The theme for the party at the school where he was teaching in Vancouver was Arabian Nights. Doug in Independence, 576-7798. Doug, hello.
How you doing?
Doing quite well, thank you.
I'm getting upset. I'm like the guy that texted in. It's a costume. Let me ask you a question. If you had a child that wanted to dress up as a cat for Halloween, would you dress them up as a dog? Because somebody might be offended at seeing you wearing a cat outfit. It dressed as Aladdin. Aladdin was tan skin. He's a genie. Get over it. He's not being racist. It's just a costume.
I would agree with you on the fact that I don't think he's being racist.
Well, then why call him out for being racist offensive? He's wearing a costume.
Well, Doug, hang on there, partner. I was simply reading a story from the Wall Street Journal.
But it's like, okay, somebody dresses up as a clown. You're going to call them out for dressing in white face? I mean, it's getting to the point where we have gotten
Doug,
so
come on, you know that's not
it.
The same.
It is, too. That's where we're headed. Everybody's making such a big deal out of it. It's a costume.
Well, but
Let it go.
But, Doug, let me ask you this. You do have to take into account, do you not, the history of blackface. Would you not?
Yes. The history of it is from back in the 30s and 40s. What he's doing was not blackface. What he was doing was dressing as Aladdin, putting on the tan to give the complexion of the genie of the character.
But in two
That's
other...
not racist.
But in two other photographs, he is in blackface.
Okay, I haven't seen the other two. All I've seen is the one, and that's what we started this discussion about.
Well, but the problem...
Like the movie Soul Man from back in the 80s with C. Thomas Howell. Is that offensive and racist?
Well, it would not be made today. I don't think
it wouldn't be made today because everybody's so scared they're going to offend somebody by saying anything or doing anything today.
But here is where blackface could be considered potentially... Okay, and I said potentially so that I didn't get you all worked up. Potentially offensive.
Traffic gets me worked up.
Well, but back in the 30s and 40s, when actors would often dress up in blackface, they would leave the area around the lips not painted and make it look as if... Hang on, let me finish my point, Doug. I didn't interrupt you. And make it look as if the lips were much larger, okay, to play into the stereotype that black people have big lips. And then also the character normally dressed in blackface played the fool in the movie.
Exactly. In the old minstrel shows, they were racist and they were portraying negative stereotypes. But what he did by dressing as Aladdin was not offensive in any way. He was just dressed up as Halloween character.
Okay.
If he was to come out dressed as a minstrel show, making stereotype, you know, performance, then yes, that would be offensive, and that would be something he should be called out on. But what they're trying to do now by raking him over the coals over this is just political strategy, trying to, you know, play on the public's fear of anything that, oh my God, it's offensive.
Then why not just say, I'm not going to apologize for this. I was,
because everybody's bowing down to it.
Okay. Doug, you're in.
Should take a stand and say, I'm not going to apologize. I was dressed in a costume. There was nothing offensive about it at the time. There's nothing offensive about it now. But every politician has somebody that's their image consultant that says, we need to get in front of this and apologize now.
Wait, say that more political consultant. Like, that wasn't good enough for me.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I keep it real.
Okay, buddy.
You guys have a good day.
That was awesome.
We've got to get in front of this.
We need to get in front of this.
One thing that is, I think, important to note is we are talking about Justin Trudeau, and he is in Canada, and what is the one stereotype that everyone knows about Canadians? Everybody says Canadians are extremely polite, and that's true. Now, with that in mind, they're likely going to be more sensitive to issues of political correctness than perhaps we are here. And so I would contend this is a bigger issue because of where he is than it would be if it was indeed here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about some of these other movies where actors appeared. Of course, there was Tropic Thunder, Robert Downey Jr.,
which was he was turning that issue on its head.
Of course, Soul Man. Everybody remembers that one with C. Thomas Howell. I had forgotten about the scene in Trading Places where Dan Aykroyd, in 1983, Trading Places, dresses in blackface at one point. All right. This one always comes up, so we'll address it. Ryan in Lawrence. Hello, Ryan.
How are you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
I just had a question for Dana. She thought the same thing about white kids. They dressed up as a white female and made fun of them throughout the whole movie.
I've never seen the movie, Ryan.
It
comes up. I don't waste my time on bad film because I don't have enough time to watch good movies. So I'm very selective when I watch. That would not be in the top list of 20,000 titles that I would watch.
It's a horribly stupid movie.
But to that point, there is no racial history of black men dressing up as white women and it being, you know, horribly racist.
Someone just wrote in, I'm completely not sorry for advocating for a society in which we don't be blanking blanks to cultures we destroyed.
Now, there is satire, and I love satire. And to the point about Robert Downey Jr. and Tropic Thunder, and you can make the argument that it was satirical in nature.
How smartly that was done and why it was done.
But you do, and I'm no flaming lib bleeding heart guy or anything like that. A handful of you who are just so far off the map would say that I am, but I'm not, and you know I'm not. But I do think you do have to take into account the history of blackface and go back and look at some of the pictures, and I just did a moment ago, of actors dressed in blackface back in the 30s and 40s and 50s, or 30s and 40s primarily, where they clearly tried to make their lips very large by not painting near their lips, okay, when they were in blackface. And somebody says Eddie Murphy as a white Jewish barber in Coming to America. Nothing racist about that. That was just great acting. That's actually true. Eddie Murphy played any number of characters. In fact, I think he played every character in that barbershop scene in Coming to America. That was just damn good.
And are we going back to kind of what I'd said yesterday when it pertains to Eddie Murphy, in that as long as what you do is funny, you can get away with something that is unbelievably offensive.
Within reason, yes.
Because, I mean, let's face it, a blackface photo, there's nothing funny there. And that's the reason why it's offensive, aside from its, you know, historical aspect.
And to Dana's point about Tropic Thunder, Robert Downey was brilliant in that movie, and he was funny.
Mm-hmm. You can get away with almost anything as long as it's funny.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right, Texter. Thank you. Arsenio Hall was also in the barbershop scene. But the majority of characters in the barbershop scene in Coming to America were played by Eddie Murphy. It was absolutely brilliant. It just was. He was on the top of his game in that movie. And Golden Child. 576-7798. You know, I always get a little nervous on days like today when things like Justin Trudeau and blackface come up. And, well, what about rap songs where they say the N-word?
Oh, geez.
I mean, come on. Yes. I mean, there is a history. And again, I don't like the use of the N-word, period, much less in rap songs. But there's a difference between when a white guy calls a black person that, and when a black person calls a black person that. That doesn't mean I have to like it on either account, because I don't. And people would argue, well, A and ER, whatever. I don't care. But it would also, I mean, never mind. I'm not getting into it. It's just going to raise my blood pressure.
Just very quickly, to that point that you're making there, though, I have contended for a long time that while both of them are unsavory words that should not be used.
Ever.
The one ending in A and the one ending in ER are two different words. They are spelled differently.
I know.
They have different definitions.
I hate the distinction.
They are different words. There's also a word that sounds a lot like that has nothing to do with it. But if I were to use it on the radio right now, the dump button would be hit because of what it sounds like. It is a completely different word with a different definition.
Are you referring to the one that ends with D-L-Y?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't need it spelled out for me, Scott. Thank you.
I was just trying to put you into the conversation. I'm sorry. Greg in North Kansas City. Hello, Greg.
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Well, we're just sitting around getting drunk, you know.
Yes, I'm coming over. Hey, I thought of another movie that is even more ironic with blackface in it. How about Silver Streak when Richard Pryor buys the shoe polish from the shoeshine guy and smears it on Wilder's face to sneak him out of the train station?
Yeah, Greg, it has been decades since I've seen that movie. I think I was a child when the movie came out, and I remember my mom and dad watching it, and I don't think I was allowed to.
I would imagine not.
It's my guess.
If Richard Pryor was in it. I think the only Richard Pryor movie I was ever allowed to watch was Toy.
Oh, I couldn't watch any of it. And even Toy was not appropriate for all audiences, as I recall. Just the basis of that movie is inappropriate.
I saw it
they
in like 82.
They hired him to play with the child that was rich lonely.
Yeah, he was basically the...
God, it's so bad. I honestly will say there's no way those movies could be made today. There's no way that movie would be made today.
Name another movie that couldn't be made today.
Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, that's number one on my list. That was going to be mine.
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
At least not within mainstream cinema. You know, it might be...
You'd at least have to make her 18.
Mm-mm.
Where are the white women at? There are movies that we got away with when we were younger that you could not make today.
And then I wonder if there are movies we're watching now that in 20 years we would also say... Can you believe they released that?
But let me ask you this. I'm being serious here. And to keep this in the broader context of the conversation, is that because we've become more advanced or have we become more sensitive?
Both.
I'd agree with that.
Okay.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Okay, all right. It is a funny, it's still funny.
It has taken on a different style of humor because when it first came out, it was funny. Now it's funny, and part of the reason why it's funny is because of how uncomfortable you are watching it.
Yeah, it's eye roll awful.
And look, there's some parts of it that are just funny, like the guy being dragged across the dragged across the ground by the horse that's running away, and he says, "Well, that's the end of this suit." You know, that's just funny. But then there's the racial stuff, and it's like, wow.
You couldn't put All in the Family back on TV today.
Oh God, no.
You might not even be able to put the Jeffersons on TV today.
I almost feel like you could, and here's the reason why. Because with Archie Bunker, he obviously said horrible things, but every single person was in on the fact that this guy is the dope.
Right, he was the dope.
Mm-hmm. This guy is the idiot, and he says this stuff because he's an idiot. Hmm. And
but did people really did people universally understand that back then?
I think they were trying to use the absurd
absolutely.
To point out the absurd.
Well, but how many times do we do that and people go, "I can't believe you just said that." And you're like, "Oh my goodness. Hello."
But we also don't have a studio audience laughing at us every time we say something that's funny because of how absurd it is.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.